Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is Joe Beard.
This is Joe from the Checklight Corporation.
Yeah.
I'm just calling about that check you just wrote. It's coming back as no good.
Ain't no way I got over $5,000 in my checking account. Ain't no way.
Well, I show here on your account you have $37.
Ain't no way.
Yes.
What number driver license did
you have? Do you have any credit cards on?
Hang on a second.
If you need to give them to Michelle, and she'll cut them in half.
Okay. What driver's license number did you run out?
I can't get that out over the phone.
Is that
you might be one of those computer hackers.
Is that 1691-4200?
4200, yes.
Okay. And you're showing $37?
$37.85. 3 marbles.
Something screwed up.
No, I show here you withdrew $4,000 yesterday, or this morning.
Why would somebody withdraw $4,000?
They said they were going to buy a car. A Ford Mustang. Convertible?
Do what?
And they...
Nah, you got somebody else.
Uh-huh.
I just put $800 in the bank.
$800? Where did that come from? Your drug ring business or what?
No, I'm an electrician. I work for Scott Electric in Corpus.
Scott Electric?
Yeah.
Scott Electric? That guy's on my board.
Who in the hell is this?
Your worst nightmare. All right. Hello, sir.
I don't appreciate being laughed at.
Sir, it's State Fire Control. You've been monitoring this call, sir. Do you believe there's some type of fraud involved here, sir?
Please deposit 25 cents.
Sir, do you have a quarter so we can continue the call?
We're inside in the store. It's not a payphone. This is the girls here at 7-Eleven. It's their phone.
All right, well, we monitored this call. You think it's pretty much a prank phone call to you?
Yeah, I know it is.
Okay, All right. Let me get you on the line a second. Let me get some information so we can go ahead and check this call for you, sir. All right, now, what were they exactly saying, sir? They were, we picked up something about a credit card fraud or something like that? About your bank deposit?
Is this two different people I'm talking to?
Yeah, sir, this is AT&T Fraud Control. We picked up the call because they tried to reroute it through us. And we picked up the call in progress.
Yeah, somebody was sitting there trying to tell the girl at 7-Eleven I just wrote a check for gas. And she called to verify it, and she came back out and got me on the phone. I just got through getting gas, and these guys were saying that my check was no good, and that I had only $37 in my account, and, you know, I withdrew $4,000 this morning, you know, to buy a Mustang, and I'm going, wait a minute, what the hell is this? You know, I mean, why would somebody at a check ride know what I withdraw, you know, to buy some stupid car or something?
Right, sir.
I mean, this is causing a major problem here.
Right. Well, what we think is probably a prank call. Now, let me, just to be sure, did they happen to get any information from you that they could use?
They got my driver's license number. I asked them, you know, because I said, man, y'all got the wrong, you know, y'all punched in the wrong number, and I get my driver's license number. I said, is this the one? They said they couldn't give it to me over the phone. I said, well, is, you know, this driver's license number the one you pulled up? And they said, yeah, it is.
Okay.
So I have my driver's license number, but that's it.
All right. You happen to give out your social security number or any of your... All right. Then I think you're pretty much safe, sir.
Yeah, he wanted my credit card. I wasn't about to...
Right. All right. Well, basically, what we're going to try to do... Let me just get a couple bit more information from you. All right. Which bank are you currently using, sir?
Mercantile Bank.
All right. We also got the fact you work for Scott Electric. Is that correct, sir?
Right.
All right. Can we go ahead and have a voice number so we can contact you after we figure all this out?
853-569. I'll be there in probably about 30 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, what we're gonna do is we're gonna go ahead and sniff this out, you know, find out exactly what's happened here. Do you have any credit cards, anything we need to know about, sir?
No.
All right, great.
All I have is just my checking account.
All right, this will work out good. And you said you had a balance of probably about $5,000 in it.
Right.
All right, we're gonna go and check on that, sir. Gonna make sure all your money's there. We're gonna try to contact you. And tell you the whole situation. Did you happen to get any of the names of the suspects who were involved in this situation?
No, sure didn't. This sound like kids to me.
All right.
You just got a hold of prank callers.
That is just some wild stuff, sir. These kids these days, I swear, they're just terrible. I mean,
yeah, this is ridiculous. The girl sitting here looking at me, you know, waiting for money. You know, they saying, you know, that I didn't have money.
It is. It's just ridiculous. Right, can I talk to the lady again,
yeah,
sir? Let me tell her that your check's okay.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that check?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a good check, ma'am. All right, so I want you to go ahead and cash it, and because of all the problems that he's been through, why don't you just take $10 out of your register and give it to him, just for being a good sport. We'll reimburse you, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this is a real guy.
Why is his name?